Yo, we weren't exactly planning this like this, but we just went to see Into the Spider-Verse. Today's podcast solely about Into the Spider-Verse. There will be spoilers, but listen, you need to go see this movie. By the way, you're listening to the Fox Den podcast, and I'm here with Sir D-Star.
What's good, y'all?
And that man is ready to... he's off work.
Oh, boy.
His energy is in the dreamland with Kirby.
It's out there, right?
So let me tell you. We're gonna talk about Into the Spider-Verse, and we're gonna get out of here, man. So check this out. What was your favorite part of the movie, bro?
My favorite
part... Spoilers. Spoilers, just remember.
Oh, yes, my favorite part was actually them meeting all the Spider-Men, and Miles is getting chased.
Bro.
And they head back to Aunt May's room, Aunt May's place, and they all get the jacket with some of the spider guns.
And then Aunt May's like, I told you to take it outside!
And she got this bat, and she beat the mess out of Tombstone.
Tombstone! The invulnerable man.
Y'all seen him Spider-Man on PS4. Y'all remember him tackling Spider-Man. Y'all remember him from the cartoon.
Bruh.
He ain't nothing to mess with. Aunt May with that bat, though, is a whole nother deal.
Tombstone in the Ultimate Universe is not strong, it seems. He was getting beat up by everybody in the movie. But I think mine had to be when... I want to say every talk that he had, that both Peter, because there was an Ultimate Peter, and there is a Peter that came from another universe, another one, that actually taught him what to do.
The main Peter.
Terribly. Yeah.
Might as well be.
His actual teacher in this movie. So, like, every single scene with them two, like, going back and forth, that's the kind of banner I want, because it's teacher and student, but then, like, the teacher is... kind of still inexperienced, even though he's experienced. He's like, his mentally, he's not as mature.
Well, he gone through some things. This is the Spider-Man he was down on his luck.
This man was like 40.
Mary Jane divorced him. He's close to, he'd been Spider-Man for 22 years.
22 years. I'm like, yo.
Well, the Spider-Man on Miles Earth that died, like, he's been Spider-Man for like 10 years.
Yeah.
So, you know. He been around the block.
Man, it was like 26. And it's, I like that it's not 616 Peter.
Yeah, this Peter has blonde. Main Peter that died, he had blonde hair. I was like, is this Ben Reilly?
Yeah, I was like, what's happening here? Is this, oh God, it's the clones again. It's like, not again. But no. The animation during that sequence was crazy too. The animation during the whole movie, I like that. Excuse me. I like that the way that it moves, I thought I wouldn't get used to when I first saw the trailers or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they were saving, when the frames skip, it's only during talking scenes where people are, there's not much going on. When the action happens, they're moving. Like, I was like, well, at the end when he was running through the street away from the Prowler, I'm like, yo, this is not the frame rate that they were talking through a second ago, where he was like trying to, you know, awkward situations in the movie. They stick with their frame rate. And it's really, it helps the scene. It's weird. I didn't think I was going to like it, but I really did. Which can be, I can sum it up with the entire movie. Because my thinking is always, they're doing too much. That was my thing. Like, I think they're doing too much. But while they did do a lot, they organized it to where it's like, no, this story's about Miles and Peter and, to an extent, Gwen. It's all good.
To an extent.
To an extent. I mean, like, very, very... She has the most out of any other spider person other than Peter. The most spotlight.
True.
And she's like, I lost my best friend. I was like, he was your lover. Well, not yet.
We had Spider-Man Noir, voiced by Nicolas Cage. He did a pretty good job.
Poor little fella.
I loved it, bro. And I just learned from looking at Grace Randolph's her review that first, the Ultimate Spider-Man in this movie was voiced by Chris Pine, Steve Trevor, and Wonder Woman. So I was like, oh, okay, that's very slight differences, because I was like, I think he...
That man always dying, but...
Yeah, he can't stop dying.
Or will he? Will the Flash run back in time?
I wouldn't be surprised he showed up in the Flash. Chris Pine, what are you doing here? I'm the...
I'm here to tell Zack Snyder not to do it.
But the music in Spider-Man was... I thought it was pretty dope.
I thought it was a bit much. And like the intro and the outro was fine. And Miles, when he was humming, like, they kept going back to that song that he was humming to relax. That was cool. But, like, sometimes they just be walking and... And I'm just like, all right, Sony. This is definitely Sony. Yeah, we got to have some fat tunes in this one, man.
Sony had to have some bangers, bro.
We got to have some fat jams in this Spider-Man movie.
Lil Wayne and Ty Dolla Song and Tentacion was in there on the track.
Bruh.
Tentacion.
Triple X. The late, great Triple X Tentacion. I used to thought his name was Tentacoin. Because I just couldn't read. So, like, bro. What else, man? This Kingpin, that man looked nasty. And I overheard, we went with two friends, Tyler and Brittany, what's up? Shout out. We went with two friends, and I heard one of them muttered something, and I couldn't understand it, but I heard the second person say, I don't even want to think about that. And it was in relation to Kingpin and how he had a son with Vanessa. Because he just looks... His Kingpin in this movie is a big dude, bro.
He's the biggest dude there. Next to Osborn.
Osborn's crazy. Like, super goblin big.
That man's a mini-boss.
And here's the thing. Every time I saw Kingpin, I immediately thought of... the Kanye West music video he had with the Lil Pump.
Yeah.
With the giant square. That's exactly what he looks like. He looks like the giant square bodies.
And I guess I'm because he was hunchback too, man.
Yes, bro. His neck was in his chest. Like his head was coming out of his chest.
Terrible.
And I thought he acted a bit irrationally, but, you know, I was like, man, he's going to destroy the entire... His universe, if he keeps doing this. And then I'd be like, oh, yeah. Well, he lost his one weakness. She's gone. And it's because of him. But he blames Spider-Man. And it's just like, oh, my God. This, yeah.
It's always Spider-Man's fault.
He wasn't thinking. He wanted to get, I want my family back. Dick. Vanessa. Vanessa.
There's a lot of things they could have. A lot of other villains they could have used besides that Kingpin.
Gosh, particularly that Kingpin.
Yes, that Kingpin. That's the worst Kingpin I have ever seen.
Massive.
Massive. I bet he can buy some a whale.
He might be the whale. And I'm trying to think of anything. It's a lot of... The only cons that I have, once more, is that my girl Anya Corazon... It's nowhere to be found. Not even mentioned. Anya Corazon is Marvel's first Latina superheroine. All right? Spider-Girl. She was the Spider-Girl, I think, before Mayday Parker was invented in that other universe. She's just forgotten about. She shows up sometimes in the comics. Yeah, da, da, da. But she's just forgotten about. Too forgotten about to be the Marvel's first Latina superhero. Especially in an era where they keep on pushing their diversity in your face. Mm-hmm. So instead of making new characters, Marvel, how about you use the ones that you got?
They're just going to turn them gay.
Anya's now bisexual. It's like, all right, you know, then, we already have other characters for that. But okay.
Nah, man.
Everybody in this universe reproduces asexually. So, yeah. It's Marvel in a nutshell. It's a lot of things about this movie. The city wasn't as alive. Also, why did they rip off Ghost in the Shell with the falling sequence. Miles' falling sequence is just Ghost in the Shell.
Well, because it's iconic.
I guess.
There's no guessing. It's just as iconic as the motorcycle scene in Akira.
The motorcycle scene in Akira?
Yeah, man.
I mean, everybody, I guess, but you don't have to use it frame for frame at some point. But it was cool. I don't know how. I'm really surprised that Aunt May allowed him to. Maybe it was another random Spider-Man suit, but she allowed him to get a Spider-Man suit and spray paint it black.
So, yeah.
Aunt May was like, yeah, I was waiting for you to come back. Here's your spider gauntlets that I made while you were gone, and it fits your wrist somehow.
You know, a long time ago, before this, the Spider-Verse was actually called Spider-Verse, and we just knew that Spider-Man animated movie was coming out, I was convinced that Spider-Man on the PS4 was just that. The DLC, free characters, and all that jazz. That's what I thought.
Oh, yeah. Spider-Man, you thought Spider-Man PS4 was
like, be a surprise movie game.
Oh, like, yeah, this is the movie. This is actually Into the Spider-Verse. They were like, nah. So, also, the people that make the game, now you have to make that Miles live up to the Miles that we just saw in the movie. Because the Miles from the game is pretty bland. Reminiscent of when he kind of showed up in the comics for that first run. But this Miles and how they set him up, in fact, every one of these characters, it was like, okay, yo, I understand. I was expecting to not like his dad, the cop. Played by Paperboy, not all about Mike. That Paperboy from Atlanta, Tyree Henry.
I've been seeing that man on a lot of stuff.
Yeah, he be popping up, man. And I had to stop for a second. I was like, he is playing a dad, right? Because sometimes he knows how to voice act. He knows what he's doing.
Went to Harvard, didn't he?
Harvard. I think he went to Harvard. Or was at AT? It might just be in a show. I think he went to Harvard, yeah, in real life.
Yeah. if you hear anything in the
background. They definitely hear that.
I'm sorry.
He's looking at me like, do you think they hear it? Yes.
Just to be fair.
Not sponsored by McDonald's.
To be fair, I've been up since 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, that's why we're only doing an Into the Spider-Verse cast.
And once we're done with this cast, and probably like maybe 10 minutes more, your boy going to sleep. Because I got to get up in the morning.
Well, in fact, we're almost done. We're at like the 13-minute mark, and according to YouTube, you know, they like your videos to be over 10 minutes. So, and shout out to my Anchor listeners, to my Spotify listeners, to all of our wherever else you're at, because there are some other ones that I haven't heard of. We're on Apple Podcasts, too, and Stitcher. And all of you, thank you for listening. Thank you for watching if you're on YouTube.
Speaking of Apple, this kind of pertains to this.
Apple?
Yes. Supposedly Apple is trying, it might buy Sony. How will this affect Spider-Man?
Marvel gonna be like, give us our shit back, nigga. It's like, this is your lad, this is the final straw. Give it back. If that were to happen, I wouldn't even be mad, but I think there's a clause in the contract that says that they can't sell, they can't take the license with them if that happens. I believe that if I remember correctly, I remember reading something that was like, they license it out to the company, but the company can't, oh, we're going to license it out to you since you bought us. I think they made it to where that can't happen, but I'm not sure. Because that Nintendo and Sony, Nintendo... That Marvel and Sony deal, that does predate the MCU itself, so ain't no telling what that contract says. It could be some wild shit. Y'all have him in perpetuity. It could be something wild. We don't know. But I don't know. I would hope that it went back to Marvel.
It'd be some scary shit. Think about it, man. Apple themed PlayStations.
Apple themed PlayStations. I don't think they're gonna go that route.
I mean, they have one.
They Google, just
Google's getting the consoles. Apple's like, we gotta buy Sony.
How many times Google has said? I don't know, cause Google's talking about streaming. They're like, you're going to stream all your stuff. And everybody's like, hell no. You look, I don't mind streaming games, okay? But y'all need, there has to be some things done to this network infrastructure of the United States and the entire world. You can't nickel and dime us. And then, now you have to do everything through this. It's like, nah, you got to make this whole free. You either got to make the internet free, or
y'all got to lower them prices.
You got to lower them prices.
Y'all got to be on Nintendo shit. Bruh. Or, as much trash as everybody gives Nintendo, it's $20. It's $7, I think, for 3 months. If you're just going to play online, or I guess, you know, if Nintendo got went to streaming, stream your games. That's $7. You know,
$7.
Man, PlayStation Plus, man. That's a whole nother service over there. PlayStation Now. Streaming PS3. You want three
PlayStation
games.
Plus and Now? That hoe's going to be 200.
Boy, for a year? Yeah, that junk will be like, 130?
Yeah.
Plus 200, maybe?
So if Spider-Man does not need to be Apple exclusive. That's all I'll say. It will imbalance the universe greatly. See, everything that we're seeing right now is a balance to the universe, bro. Like, there's been too many. For every bad superhero movie there's ever been, we now have 15 good ones. It's just the universe balancing it out. So if Apple gets it, the universe will be out of balance and Thanos will come to Earth for real, in real life this time, and kill us all because Apple is greedy.
Nah, man, go send Apple Spider-Man. It's going to be Spider-Man with a big-ass Apple.
Apple logo on his chest.
Yeah, man. He'll...
an Apple logo on his chest.
Sorry, Thanos. Phone's broke, man. What? This is an iPhone.
You know why Thanos lost? He was using Android. And I'm be like, this universe is no longer canon to my universe.
Dude. But Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, best Spider movie.
As far as fans, man, it's going to be so funny to hear this fucking podcast. Because they're going to be like, damn, there's much. But yeah, like, I gave it a 4 out of 5, man. And I said it would got a 5 out of 5 if there was a little less going on, because you could have kept the robot with the Japanese girl. I was cool with it. Spider-Ham, too, I was cool with it. But I was like, you, they barely factored into anything. So it was like, you could have...
If the movie was a little bit longer, maybe to kind of introduce them.
Yeah.
But, you know, we had a power outage in our theater.
Oh, yeah.
Some people walked out. I don't think...
My mind blocked that.
Bruh, like, the sound... First, the sound went off. Then it came back then. And it just paused. Apparently, it was a power outage. So, it rewinded back, like, by, like, 3 minutes.
Yeah.
And we saw Spider-Man fight Octavia.
She was fine. Olivia Octavius.
Yeah, man. She
can get it. She can, bro. She, and I was like, I turned to my friend, I was like, yo, she's more effective than regular Otto. Like, she's more efficient than, she almost got these folks like 3 times. And that was an experienced Spider-Man. That was like a 20 years in Spider-Man.
Yeah, well, then again, you know, he did kind of have that gut.
I mean, yeah, but he know more. The webs make up, he'll make the webs make up for it.
Oh, she did got mean. She got a mean combo, though. In that,
yeah.
That was pretty mean to do that to Oak.
She was too cold. They said, we got to get rid of it. That's the only way you could defeat her.
She got Marvel's Capcom 3-way combo.
And her tentacles, I think, are much more dangerous than regular Otto, because her tentacles act like actual octopus tentacles, where it moves, where it, like, it sends a wave through the tentacle, as opposed to it grabbing somebody. It'll, like, put itself around you and just continue to thicken until you suffocate. It's crazy. I was like, yo, this was good. This was good. This is, Miles Morales is mainstream now. Like, if he was like, he was already, no, he wasn't. Lil' Kid's man known who he was, but they didn't connect with him. After this, like, you're gonna see it. Next Halloween, they're like, hey, I'm Black Spider-Man. That's what's gonna be his Lil' Kid. Or their parents, no, you're gonna be the Black Spider-Man, because you ain't gotta be no Peter Parker. We done supporting the enemy, according to them. But no, I'm not gonna get into that.
No, you're not gonna get into it, but are you gonna say anything when you have this gang of Black Panthers against the gang of Miles Morales Spider-Man people fighting in the background of Halloween?
Which is the better black superhero? By the way, guys, Miles Morales is half Hispanic, just so you know. And they played that up in the movie. He did that in the comics later, from what D-Star told me. But I was like, yes, celebrate what makes him different. Because I made a status on Facebook, like, I think a month ago. I was like, there's nothing that... that differentiates these, it's gonna sound so funny. There's nothing that differentiates Peter Parker and Miles Morales enough for Miles Morales to be his own Spider-Man. Then, you know, people like, no, that's not right. Nobody really gave any reasons. D-Star couldn't because he was at work. And then somebody came through and was like, his parents are still alive. And then I was like, oh, okay, yeah, that's right. You know, I forgot. And then it's like, you know, he has electric power. I wasn't really looking for the powers aspect. I was more looking at, like, personality, because anybody can have powers.
Yeah. A lot of his friends know who he is because he trusts them. Now, you know what? I'm just going to stop right now because he'll be sad you munching. I'm not going to lie, I'm munching.
You
right
get
now.
To hear it this time. You get to hear it this time. But yeah, I mean, that's basically it, though. I think we're finished. Other than that post-credit scene, which I'm so happy about it.
Mm. Oh, yeah, the post-credit scene.
The post-credits, bro. Yeah, so we already... If you still here and you ain't seen the movie, shame on you, because we've been talking... We told you it was spoilers.
Shame.
Yeah, or if you got up, super shame on you, because you knew better than that during the credits.
It's been like 18 years now.
Bro. And, okay, so... Spider-Man 2099. The boy. That's the main... When they said Into the Spider-Verse, I was like, oh, so 2099 is a dead ringer. He's coming. Then he was nowhere to be found. I was like, Sony, what you doing? Then they were like, no. We know. We know. Actually, I say Sony, Lord Miller, the folks behind it that love Spider-Man, they're like, no, we know. 2099 is coming, but you gotta wait for it. You gotta tell us that you want to spot another Into the Spider-Verse. What are they gonna call it? Spider-Verse 2? Ultimate Spider-Man?
Well, at the edge of the Spider-Verse.
Edge of the Spider-Verse. See, they could do that. They could get away with it. Because it was, I keep thinking that. It's Web of Shadows and Edge of Tomorrow? No, that's a movie.
Edge of Time, I think. Or something
like Edge that. Of Time. The game. With 2099. And this is pretty cool. I like it. I like it. Ironic, because it's almost like this is also the universe correcting the Clone Saga. That's what this is. Like, the comic book Clone Saga was weirdly written, had great ideas, and then, like, now they're like, well, the multiverse is basically that. It's a Clone Saga. It's just like, well, we doing this. This is multiverse. This is different. We can really do whatever we want to.
I wonder what Octavia clone Peter from his cells, because she's got the cells. Then again, there were dead cells dying, I guess. So
yeah.
But if she did...
Wow, they covered their ass.
If they did, they could.
They covered their ass with... It would be some kind of deformed clone.
It would be Kane.
Kane, yeah. That would be the only way. If she still has Peter's cells, because she got his saliva, even though it's decaying... Kane is from deformed cells. The symbiote. If you don't know who Kane is, search him up. You got Google. But K-A-I-N-E. Like I said, symbiote. Ain't he a symbiote? Partially?
No.
Okay, he's not a symbiote. He's just a really, really bad looking clone.
He is an age clone. So how Peter is not betrayed in the comic books, like, he's either sometimes he's 30 or he is 20. In his mid-20s. But between those ages. his clone is supposed to be like a few years older than him. So, you know, his clone would be like, oh, I'm 35 or I'm 28 or yeah. something like that. So, you know, he's like, he's real edgy, got long hair, got scars on his face with a deformity.
Yeah, like, didn't they fix that? Didn't they fix the scars?
Oh, they fixed it, and then it came back again. And honestly, he was looking real cool, man. He had a buzz cut fade.
Dang. I mean, girls. I remember how bad, you know, he looked bad, but he looked badass too. Like, when I first found out, like, I did a deep dive into Spider-Man when I was in middle school. And I was like, that's when I found all the Spider-Man. I was like, that's a 2099 one? I was like Batman Beyond? And it was like, yes, exactly like Batman Beyond. Exactly like Batman Beyond. Somewhat. And then I was like, yo, who is Kane? I was like, immediately thought of wrestling. I was like, Kane?
With an eye? He has a mullet.
And that man looked deranged. He was like, back then it was like a villain question mark. Like, it was like villain, and now it's like, nah.
He anti, like he has all Peter's memories and all that stuff. Great power, great possibility, all that good jazz.
Yeah.
But, you know, he'll kill somebody. He'll kill Doc Ock in the comic books. He broke his neck.
That man ain't done. Too damaged. And my cells are damaged, and so are you. Okay, no. Just don't kill baby girl. I can't wait to see the Olivia Octavius.
The art?
Well, I wasn't thinking of that, but that too, but the cosplayers.
Oh, the cosplayers. Ooh!
Girl, come and grab me with them arms. Come over here with them arms. Choke me a little bit.
Sure you want that now?
Long as she know how to stop it. Long as it's not a neural inhibitor chip. I don't know why he keeps building those. Long as it's not that.
Still, the Kingpin, though. Did we talk about Kingpin?
Yeah, we did.
Oh, man, I'm sorry.
His neck is in his chest. His solar plexus.
He was like the biggest character. No, I don't think we did. Nah, man. We're going back to it. He was like the biggest character in there. And Kingpin's supposed to be big, but this man's like fat juggernaut big. And yeah, he got like
fat juggernaut big.
He was the biggest.
Was wide as hell. Because at first I thought. When I saw the trailer, I was like, man, he's big, but I mean, you know, I haven't seen him in relation to everybody else. Nah. He's big.
There's this part of the first Tomb Raider that came out a couple years ago. I keep telling everybody, everything's fine, everything's normal. Until you get to a certain part of the game where this big goon shows up. He's bigger and taller than everybody else. This is before all the supernatural stuff. He's just this big ass dude. He's like bigger than a bear. He's just huge. It's like, for what reason? That's Kingpin, man. He's just huge. Yeah, he was like, even Spider-Man couldn't beat me in a fight. I was like, well, shoot, maybe he couldn't this one. I don't know,
but
man.
Can you fit through a door frame, bitch? Or do you have to turn sideways like Kanye? Like, bro.
I'm going to roll you downtown, fat boy. Vanessa.
I'm like, yo, bro. Vanessa. No. Not my Vanessa. Their story was sad, too, because it was like, yo, that. And they showed it in under 2 minutes.
That's how you do it, man.
Like, yo, I was like, wow. Yo. You can't really be mad at the dude. Yeah.
Come on. He knew better.
I mean, yeah, when you start destabilizing reality, you just run the machine again. It's like, bruh, I would expect this out of Norman, not you.
Norman was in the movie.
Man.
He did. Kinda.
Yeah. Wow. They really worked that in. They really worked in the death of Peter Parker and Norman Osborn. Because they killed each other, I believe. Didn't Goblin die? Did he die? Or did he clone Gwen? I believe he cloned Gwen.
He died. The clone Gwen thing came from, like, the Carnage? Came from the Carnage symbiote.
Oh, yeah.
Ultimate's weird like that.
Yeah. So, yeah, they in the comic books, Peter Parker and Green Goblin fought each other to death. like they killed each other.
Peter dropped a car on that nigga.
Yeah.
And they, well, and guess what? Surprise, they both came back alive because that serum almost makes them somewhat immortal. Until Maria Hill shot Norman Osborn in the head a couple times and lit his whole his dead head on fire.
She was like, "That nigga need to stay dead." He need to stay dead.
He killed Jay Jonah.
Damn, Ultimate Universe is crazy, bro. That's why I was there to be crazy. It was there for things to go crazy, not necessarily wrong all the time. But I think one of my main problems with that first Ultimate Miles run is that he was getting recycled villains. Which, I mean, like, what you gonna do? It was just an alternate universe at that point. So they were like, yeah, let's just put every villain we know of in that giant.
Well, let's see. Who's recycled, really? Well, Electro, but Electro got his ass dealt with quickness.
He wasn't as cold in the Ultimates, even though he was more energy.
What's that Shocker? No, it was Electro.
Shocker is weak in the Ultimate. It's what I saw in the video game.
Oh, yeah.
That was terrible. I was like, bro, this man's hair is messed up. That's just straight out the early 2000s.
You know what? Another thing I didn't like about... I'm going to say this about Ultimate Spider-Man. He didn't age. Okay? So, how long has he been Spider-Man in the Ultimate continuity? I don't know. But it's like a lot of stuff has happened. I don't think he changed grades. I think he was 16 right then and there from 120 something issues. Him being 16. And like you fought all this. Harry died, came back. Norman died, came back like 5 times. And now when you die, it's like, oh, you still in high school in the 11th grade, 10th grade? You should graduate by now.
Bruh. So all that was, I mean, and that is why they made him. They were like, yeah, we're putting him back in high school because it's a new universe and da da da. And they just kept him there.
Yeah, I didn't do shit with
him. They just kept him there.
He broke up with Mary Jane, went out with Shadowcat, had a couple of visions of her, broke up with her, cooked up with Gwen Stacy.
So this man was like 17 or something when he died?
17, yeah, he was 16.
That's crazy that all that happened. If he had lived all the way through that, bruh, that man would be the coldest Spider-Man in every universe. He had to die for that period of time.
Crying, I feel like Ultimate Spider-Man just really doesn't, he don't be beating ass like he should be. He just don't. Just, it's like, nah, son.
We want you to see the struggle. The good thing about the current Spider-Man mainstream media that's happening is we won't have to see this again for a long time. Like, because they're getting it, when you get it right, that's why I like it when they get it right, because it's like, good. Now the next person, if they try to do it, they're going to be intimidated, so they have to do something different. Like, the origin of Batman, we don't need to see that again. Like, that's been done right more than once. So now somebody has to do something new.
The origin of Tim Drake.
The origin of you got to do something. Spider-Man. With Into the Spider-Verse, it's like, okay.
They even said it. You know, I got bit by a real X-Spider. You know the rest.
Yeah. Yeah, they, that's it. like we don't have to. And Spider-Man Homecoming, that universe. After this, you will not have to see Spider-Man in high school. For a long time. And if they do it again, they're going to hear people. Because my sister does not watch all of these movies. When Amazing Spider-Man came out, she was like, it just looked like the same thing over again. He in high school, da 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 da. I don't even think she's seen Homecoming. Like, because they already, people like, it's the same thing. So now, since they're getting this right, they won't have to do this again. We're finished. They might move on to Miles in high school or something like that.
That'd be fine. Or Sony might go back to their almost a billion-dollar franchise, Venom.
Venom. No one hit him. Not the devil.
I changed. How you changed? Because of you, Eddie.
Because of you. I changed. Who are you? I am Venom. No, you're not.
Apologize.
No. And when I get out of here, it's gonna be carnage.
All right, Woody Harrelson.
You can just see Woody Harrelson staring at you through the audio. That's it. That's all I have.
With his red wig.
Yep, Ronald McDonald. And that's all I have. That's it. Go see Into the Spider-Verse. I give it a... You might as well say 5 out of 5. Because I'm a Spider-Man. If you're a Spider-Man fan, you need to get it. This is a 5 out of 5. So go see it. If you're not, it's a 4 out of 5. So go see it.
That's it. All I gotta say is, you know, as a Spider-Man fan, it's a 100. Y'all should go see it. Y'all should enjoy it. Go read some good ass Spider-Man. I don't care if it's Miles Morales, Peter Parker, Peter Porker, Spider-Gwen.
100 out of 10.
100. Hundo. Miguel O'Hara.
My boy.
Just go read some Spider-Man. It's a perfect time to be a Spider-Man. A Sony Marvel fan.
Right, guys. Remember, it's produced by Sony in association with Marvel. This isn't a Marvel movie. Let me tell you, I will not put on for Sony as far as their movies. But let me tell you, the previews for this also are trash. Most of them. I'm just warning you now.
Uglyville?
Hey, that could be fire. It's probably trash, though.
Pitbull's in it. That looks trash.
Pitbull is in it.
I saw Pitbull on there. I looked at you. I was like...
Yeah. I was like...
Trash.
Oh.
Janelle Monáe's in there, so there might be some saving grace in there, but... Nah, man. Pitbull?
WrestleMania has given me enough of Pitbull for a long time. And Flo Rida. For a long time.
You leave Flo Rida.
No.
He gets some mileage still.
They need to get 21 Savage at WrestleMania. Like Mortal Kombat.
Oh.
But yeah, that's it, guys. It's the end of this podcast. We might or might not have a... Anchor has some monetization options for us, and there might be a sponsorship thing happening here. We don't know, but if you hear an ad, just know... Thank you for supporting us, Jelly Donut. This has been the Fox Den Podcast. It's 11:28 p.m. It's been your ferocious Fox Ferocious.
And your dazzling star darkness, Sir D Star.
Dazzling star of darkness. I like it.
Yeah, I came with that on the fly, yeah.
Go see this movie, guys. We'll be back. What is next week? Is that the 21st? We'll be back on the 21st, if that's next week. Or the 20th. Well, we'll be back next week.
It's the 20th.
We'll be back next week. I don't think we're skipping that week of Christmas, because we'll have enough days after Christmas. So we'll be back next week and the week after that. That's it, guys.
All right.
Peace out.